CBS News Brief. The search for survivors of the flash flooding in Central Texas continues today. This woman lives in Kerrville.
You know it's not going to be a good ending. It's just not going to be. There's no way people could have survived the swiftness of the water.
At least 50 people have been confirmed dead. There are many unaccounted for still, including some young girls from a Christian summer camp. The American Party is officially the newest political party formed by Elon Musk. Political analyst Larry Sabato says he's waiting for a third party to make a difference and last, something that did happen when the Republican Party replaced the Whigs in the 1850s.
Maybe Musk thinks he has another Abraham Lincoln available for him to run.
President Trump's putting countries on notice about getting a trade deal with the U.S. by this Wednesday or face new higher tariff rates.
I signed some letters and they'll go out on Monday, probably 12.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A comeback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game 3 of the Brewers and Marlins series today. And back on the mound from Milwaukee is veteran right-hander Brandon Woodruff. It's been nearly 2 years since September of 2023 that he started a major league game, his last game in Miami. Woodruff back after surgery and setbacks in his throwing arm. Today's game, a rubber match, the Brewers losing to the Marlins yesterday, 4-2. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
Yeah, we had some opportunities today and didn't do it. Didn't get the big hit at the big time. Put some pressure on him, got the starter out of there. Credit goes to the Marlins. They're scrappy. They play hard. And we didn't do enough. It's hard to win a major league game. You got to stay after it. You got to get big hits. You got to perform with the men in third and one out. We didn't.
Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins had to leave that game with an injured left thumb, giving him a hard time holding a bat. Murphy says it could be at least a few days before Hoskins returns. The Brewers host the Dodgers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a few showers and thunderstorms lingering into the afternoon before ending. Mostly cloudy skies, our winds turning to the north and highs in the lower 80s. Overnight, a few clouds around, lows in the low to mid 60s. Mostly sunny, close to 80 Monday. It's 75 at our studios.
sale with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufort, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Big Deals. It's the final day of the WRJN Big Deals 4th of July sale, and time is almost up. Through midnight, get an extra 10% off everything in our store with promo code AMERICA at checkout. Restaurants, retail, golf, auto detailing. The deals are sizzling, but they're almost gone. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and use promo code AMERICA before the clock strikes 12. Don't miss out at WRJN Big Deals.
The huge summer savings spectacular is going on right now at Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine. Stop in today and save 20 to 50% on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. Disposables, gummies, carts, papers, pipes, CBD products, and more. Master Vape has everything you're looking for. And right now, you'll save big at the huge summer savings spectacular going on at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Good morning, everybody. The music is a star. I'm Lou Regani. Off we go on the shank of the summer. That's one of the prettiest words I know, summer. Think about it. Let's say it together, summer. Say it to me. We're outside. Days are longer. Relaxed pace of life. Spending time with others, huh? But wait, there's a reminder there. Time is fleeting. Oh, now I ruined it. I ruined it. No, I didn't. I just that the end of the year is only 6 months off. Maybe I did ruin it. Didn't mean to, but it's all fact and reality. Carefree fun. As though it's largely memories of summer's past, isn't it? Nostalgia. I love nostalgia. Music of the Stars. Now we're on most of the civic media radio network stations till high noon. The Music of the Stars. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere. Because you get it. See, when I think summer as far as music, I think of Michel Legrand. That's the guy. Michel the Great. see what I mean? Michel Legrand, 1955. And to do the honors, here's Bob Goulet.
On a summertime, if you recall, we stopped beside a little flower stall. A bunch of bright forget-me-nots was all you let me buy you. Once upon a summertime, just like today, we laughed a happy afternoon away and stole a kiss in every street cafe. You were sweeter than the blossoms on the tree. I was as proud as any man could be, as if the mayor had offered me the key to Paris. Now another winter time has come and gone. The pigeons feeding in the square have flown. But I remember when the vespers chime, you loved me once upon a summer time.
Summer smiles, the summer knows, and unashamed she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand on which we lie. Summer knows, the summer's wife. She sees the doubts within your eyes, and so she takes her summer time, tells the moon to wait in the sun. Twists the world round her summer finger, lets you see the wonder of it all. And if you've learned your lesson, last caress, it's time to dress for fall.
there. That was her house. And nothing from that first day I saw her, and no one that has happened to me since, has ever been as frightening and as confusing. For no person I've ever known has ever done more to make me feel more sure, more insecure, more important, and less significant.
In everyone's life, there's a summer of 42.
Music of the stars. Music of the Stars, that's Alan and Marilyn Bergman. No, the lyrics by Frank Sinatra, but that great music by Michel Legrand. It's just me, I suppose, but I can't help thinking of summer any time of the year when you hear the music of Michel Legrand. What a guy. Let's do a little tribute to him. and more music from that great artist. Here's more. And we'll talk about the Bergmans.
Worshipping the now. Yeah, What's there to believe in? How about holy cow? You goody gumdrop lovers, intertwining hands, go talk about a future no one understands. Yeah, summer is forever. Fall is just a myth. You is eternal. Look at who you're with. So sing the song of gee whiz. What a guy he was. Had it all together, man. Did it just because. Who's the one to say no use? You could buy a star. Summertime. Please don't go that far.
We got an early start.
We're gonna have a ball.
We're gonna ride the surf.
And that ain't all.
Cello, Frankie Avalon, 1963.
Here's to the girls of the summer. Here's to the girls of the summer. Here's to them all, now that the fall has taken them all away. Here's to the songs of the season. To the songs of the season. The music is gone, but the tune lingers on. Now that they've gone away. Love stays at best. Is at best for a moment. Fades like a smile after a while. Lovers will all go away. So here's to the girls of the summer. Here's to the girls of the summer. Like the memories we own, they remain. can take them away. Like the memories we own, they remain ours alone. Nothing can take them away.
That's Rod McKeown. Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network. And Vic Damone, who almost played Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather 1.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that
of a faded summer. Touches with her hand the summer trees, perhaps you'll understand what memories I own. There's a dance pavilion in the rain, all shuttered down. Town grown old. I'm so alone. That dream of ours that started so April-hearted seemed made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed in you any fall could come in view so.
Thank you.
could come in view so take the time to let me know I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so, let's never have to share another early autumn. And the autumn wind brings them to the
written by Ralph Burns. Woody Herman's pianist. You notice the sound of Gene Peerling in there from Milwaukee. Woody's from Milwaukee, of course. Woody did a four-part summer sequence. Recorded 1947. That's the freshman, of course. Gene Peerling wrote a lot of their stuff. Stan Getz on tenor saxophone. Lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Joe Stafford had the hit with that. Songs of the Summer. Fun regarding summer is because of our memories of summers long gone.
Sailing through the moonlight, sailing on the bay.
We were sailing along on moonlight.
Weston and the orchestra, and his music from Hollywood. Woody Herman, Summer Nights. Summer Nights, the man from Milwaukee.
Look at it up the stairs. Isn't that silly? It was so easy. I just pulled out the nails. You know what? We can do this all summer.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. Too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to go. But when the temperature is low, but when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot. My baby tonight, and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I like to coo with my baby tonight, and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gop for his squad, a Marine for his queen, a GI for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot.
We had beautiful weather here for this weekend, mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, mild, with those temperatures dropping down into the mid 70s. Now, we've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have a volcanic eruption right near Charlottesville, and it's going to make things rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville, the hot spot, at 400. Not as hot off towards the tidewater. A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason why, we're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this. A global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way, but the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do want to encourage you, though, that if you ever do see a sleeping coyote, Do not wake it. Bad idea. Okay, here's the forecast. Volcano 350 there for Monday. Global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about 1-200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday. And I'll be honest, I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine, with highs in the upper 80s heading into next week.
It's too darn hot. It is too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And bitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And bitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up, the weather is sizzling hot. Mr. Pants, for romance is not. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Why, according to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, why, a marine for his queen, why, a gob for his swab, G.I. for that cutie pie is not. Did you hear me say it's too darn hot? It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Too darn hot. It's hot.
Music of the Stars, stand by for news and the real forecast minus Godzilla.
Say here under weather report, it say a front of warm air is moving in from...
Where?
Jamaica. Moderately high barometric pressure will cover the northeast and...
Where?
The deep south. Small danger of...
What?
Fruit frost. Hot and humid nights can be expected.
Hey, Vincent, 95. Waterloo, 97.
You're listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Catastrophic flooding in Central Texas caused at least 50 deaths. This man lives in Caraville. He and his wife held onto a tree in their yard as they tried to get help.
I literally pulled out my waterproof phone and started calling people, hey, get Swift Water Rescue to come get us because we are like in extremis. We are in bad shape.
A new documentary focuses on the American Revolution as the nation celebrates the 249th year since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Filmmaker Ken Burns.
I think the American Revolution is the most important event since the birth of Christ in all of world history.
You can hear the full interview on today's edition of CBS's Face the Nation. There have been week-long celebrations in northern India for the 90th birthday of the Dalai Lama. Thousands of his followers have attended, including this man.
Each one of us who are followers of His Holiness represent the spirit of freedom and nonviolence that he represents.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.